Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 21st. The grains closed higher with December corn up 2¾ cents, 568.5. September wheat up 10¼ cents at 710¾, and November beans up $0.01¼ at 1389¾. Meal was up $4. Oil was down 115 ticks. One interesting point, September Minneapolis wheat closed down 18¼ cents back under $9 at 897¾. Chicago gained 28 cents on Minneapolis, a sharp reversal in price action that we've seen. Hard to believe that Chicago is going to stay strong on its own. Minneapolis was the real concern out here, and people are backing off of that. I think it's going to be a little bit of an issue for Chicago wheat. The dollar's still strong. It's close to 93 cents here. The exports don't look anything to write home about in the morning. 450 on wheat, 375 on corn, 375 on beans. So no great numbers there. I just don't know that there's enough to maintain $7 wheat. You know, if you look at the historical charts, the number of times Kansas City and Chicago were over $7. You know, maybe it was the year Chicago went to 13. I can't think of any other year that we were $9 or $10. So over $7 is really a fairly rare opportunity, and I think one that needs to be protected, particularly if Minneapolis is weak. I mean, you look at the wheat ratings in the Northwest, and you just wonder why wheat isn't, Minneapolis isn't at $12 right now. So I think today was a little bit of a warning shot out of the over the bow if you're raising wheat, that you want to get some protection on here in both Chicago and Kansas City. Corn and beans finished just a little bit higher today. The weather forecasts look like they might have put a little bit more rain in the 10-day forecast out here. It's going to be a little bit warm, a little bit dry, but it looks like they put in a little bit more rain. Now, the 14-day really doesn't have much rain in there, and it looks still pretty warm. So it's a battle of the forecasters here. They put a little bit of stock into it today. I think if wheat wasn't so strong, we wouldn't have had anything like higher prices in corn and beans, frankly. So overall, we'll see the exports in the morning. The Dow Jones is up 255. We've recouped all the losses that we had from Monday, so that's a little bit positive for the grains out here. But we need to see a pickup in exports. Corn did not fill the gap. We got up to 573 early and then backed off as much as a dime off of that and rallied back 6 cents by the close. But the gap is at 573.5. We got up to 573 and then sold off again. So I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag out here. Whenever we open, you know, tonight at 7 o'clock and then at 8:30 in the morning, whichever forecast seems to be the newest and best information is where the market's going to open, other things being equal. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.